Experience action. Let's stop just talking about customer experience, employee experience, and the experience of leaders. Let's turn ideas into action. Your host, Jeannie Walters, is an award-winning customer experience expert, international keynote speaker, and founder of Experience Investigators, a strategic consulting firm helping companies increase sales and customer retention through elevated customer experiences. Ready, set, action.
One, two.
Hi everyone, it's Jeannie Walters. I am here with another great question from somebody who's been in our community a long time. Let's listen in.
Jeannie, I hope you're doing well. Quality has been a passion and client service has been a passion for two decades now. I find myself in operations and I keep on helping other departments with their sort of CX, with what I've learned, what I've seen with you and so forth. I'm looking to join another company where their CX strategy isn't that solid yet. And I want to place myself in a position to run that for them. And I've learned a lot and I know I can learn a lot more. But I would ideally like to get your insights on what the best way is to present myself in that scenario where I can help them take their journey to the next level. Any thoughts you can have, I would like...
Thanks for reaching out with this question. One of the most frustrating things, I think, about walking into a leadership role of any kind in customer experience at any organization is that the playbook is somewhat different depending on where you walk in. Because sometimes they say they're actually looking for CX leadership, but maybe they're not that far in their own journey. They're not that far with their own maturity. So really, they're leading a voice of the customer program. They're gathering that customer feedback. They're getting surveys. They're using interactive tools. They're getting transactional and relational metrics, all of those things, and they're reporting those out. But maybe they're not doing much else with it, and they're calling that customer experience. So as you step into these roles, as you actually talk to potential bosses and leadership, I would ask them, first of all, what are you defining as customer experience leadership here? Because it might stump them a little bit, and that's okay. Because then that allows you to say, you know, I would love to spend maybe my first few weeks, depending on how large the organization is or how large your goals are, I would like to really spend that time in the beginning understanding what we need to do next. Because you could come in with a very prescriptive approach and say, okay, we're going to have a voice of the customer program. We're going to launch a CX team. I'm going to present to the executive committee and tell them what customer experience is. All of these very tactical ideas. But if you don't take that step back and really look at what is actually happening here and where do we need to start? Because sometimes we need to start in different places. What I mean by that is, I'll give you a few examples of leaders that I know that I've worked with who have done this. They've stepped into a role and they look around and they realize, you know what? Our biggest problem is that everybody is talking about this organization very differently from a perspective of customer experience.
Huh?
So sales is talking about it one way. We talk to our product team. They're really thinking that the product features are the customer experience.
Nope.
Maybe there isn't that one single thread that really leads everybody through. So maybe what you want to do is spend that first few weeks or months, depending on the organization, to really start sitting down with different teams and finding out what does this look like here. That could be a place to start. I've seen that happen. The other that I always talk about is, what does success look like? This is such an important question when you're exploring different roles or when you're actually stepping into a new role, because you might be walking into something saying, you know what, I really want to create a universal strategy, a cohesive way to really deliver for our customers, to make sure we're continually hearing their feedback and responding to it, inviting them in to co-create all of these things. But the CEO might say, well, we just need you to make it better. And they don't really know what that means. They don't really know what that means for the investment. They don't understand the return on that investment. They're acting like it's magic. And if they're acting like it's magic, it's up to you to sometimes be brave in this role, right? I talk about how when we are stepping into leadership around customer experience, sometimes that means our job is to share the hard truths. And that can be really tough. But essentially, what we need to do is say, okay, what do we know? How do we measure? How do we know if we're successful in a year, in 3 years, in 5 years? And what will that do for the organization? So we often talk about having a customer experience mission statement and a customer experience success statement, because that forces you to kind of articulate this in business speak and in ways that other people can wrap their head around. Now, the other thing that I want to mention here is that I don't know why this happens, but with certain customer experience goals, they're written in kind of flowery language. And so we use something called SMERC, which we'll add to the show notes here, but we use something called a SMERC methodology to write customer experience goals. And they have to be social, measurable, inspiring, relevant, and contextual. And the reason they have to be all of those things is because you can't do this alone. And that's another really important part. You need to step in and suggest where you need that help, where you need partnership, where you need collaboration. What kind of support will you get if you ask leaders like on the product team to change their roadmap based on customer feedback? Who's going to support you in that? So make sure as you're talking to your hopefully future employer, they would be so lucky to get you. If you're listening to this, you're the type of employee that people would want. I'm just going to say that. Yeah. But, you know, as you are talking to the different leaders, I would ask some of these hard questions, because then you can say, you know, what I would like to do is spend a little time really looking at what we need here first. And then let's come up with realistic but important goals to take the necessary steps to get to a point where customer experience strategy is leading not only what we do inside this organization on behalf of our customers, but it's also helping us deliver on these really important business goals. Now, here's a, I don't know if it's a dirty little secret, but it's a little secret. I work with a lot of very large organizations, and I can't tell you how many of them have kind of not really great goals. I ask them for, okay, what are your goals this year? And they say things like, well, we're going to be best in class. Or they say, well, we haven't quite gotten to the goals this year because last year the CEO and the team didn't meet until April. And I mean, all sorts of excuses. But what we need to do as leaders is define what we can. And this is really where I see the most change in the organizations that we work with as well. If you are not defining things in the right way, you might be taking on a lot of tactics and activities and efforts, but nobody knows if they're really working. And you're in the position then to try to justify all of this without that structure of saying, this is how it helps the organization. So you need to really make sure that you clearly align your CX goals as the leader that you are with what is most important to your organizational leadership. So for instance, this might depend on who you are reporting to. Sometimes customer experience is put under marketing. You're reporting to the chief marketing officer. Well, what does the chief marketing officer care about? They care about acquisition, making sure they're getting people into that funnel. You know what? You can help with that by having a great customer experience and improving referral rates, improving word of mouth marketing. But then that will help you prioritize what does your leader care about and how can you write goals around that. Sometimes customer experience is under operations. Now, your chief operations officer might really care about creating more efficiency within your organization. So then you can make the case to say, you know what? If we can really look at what is happening when people are calling our contact center, when they are complaining, when they have service issues, if we can look at that and do some root cause analysis, then we can actually prevent those things from happening. And that creates more efficiency throughout the organization. And then in other cases, sometimes customer experience reports directly to the CEO, which is fantastic, by the way. And your CEO cares about the health of the entire organization. Their job literally is to make more money and spend less of it. So if you can find ways to say, you know what, if we invest here, I believe this will either decrease expenses for our organization long term, or it will deliver more revenue long term, or do both. But customer experience leadership is not just about defining goals, it's about prioritization. I do not know one customer experience leader who has such a robust team and unlimited investment in what they do. That just doesn't exist. So what we have to do is look at who is on our team, what are they capable of, what are our limits, and let's be honest about that. I've seen lots of customer experience teams that are full of data analysts, and that's great. But those aren't necessarily the same folks who will be able to design a journey or facilitate a journey mapping workshop. So part of what you can do is also identify where are the gaps in what you have as far as team and goals and resources. I've seen other situations where customer experience leaders have a great basic customer relationship manager tool, right? A CRM, but they don't have anything that actually syncs up with other parts of the organization. So their contact center uses something completely different to track things like tickets and calls and the actual communication that goes alongside those things with a customer. That could be a great goal, saying we want to make sure that we have centralized customer data. That's goal number one. And the reason that's goal number one is because it's going to help us do all of these other things better. So I know I'm kind of throwing a lot of things out there, but the important thing is ask the right questions. Make sure that you are asking things like, how do you define success? Who will I be reporting to? Who is going to be looking at what we're reporting? Because if you're sharing with the whole company, or if you're only sharing with the CMO, that's a different conversation. You also want to make sure that you get that support to get that collaboration throughout your organization. And if you have great ideas, which I'm sure you do, then go ahead and bring those up too. You know, people bring ideas from one organization to the next. So maybe you led a great customer champion program and you have a great customer advisory board where you are. If your next organization doesn't have those things, go ahead and bring that up, but put it into the context of here's why I think it will support your strategy, these business results, and where I think we could take it in the future. Try not to overpromise here, be realistic, but I always think spending a little time in the beginning of a new role, doing your own customer experience investigation, there I said it, then you can actually look at where do we need to start, what are the priorities, and paint that picture for your leadership. I will drop a few links into our show notes here. One is a pretty robust blog post I did, article I did about kind of an annual plan, strategies, how to actually really approach customer experience. It's a little much, so don't get overwhelmed. And then the other thing that we'll include is information about our SMART goal format so that you can think about that as you're setting your own goals. But I know you're going to rock it. Anybody listening to this podcast, anybody who is following me and all the content that we put out there, you are invested in success. And I love that about you. So go out there and change the world by leading customer experience in these powerful ways. And then tell us all about it. We want to cheer you on. We want to celebrate you. We want to make sure you are empowered for success. So thank you so much again for this question. This was great. Thank you for being here. Thank you for all that you do every day, because I know that some days are harder than others. But the fact that you're in there, you are doing so much for your customers, your organization, and yourself, and that creates a better world. So thank you so much for that. And don't forget, we have a couple things newish now, I guess I should say. But if you haven't checked out our CXI Compass, this is a new assessment. It's free. It's a way for you to identify where are those sections of customer experience that you should maybe focus on or define your plans around. So that's one thing that's out there. And then the other is our CXI Flight School. That will be launched in a few weeks officially. So if you want an application for that, please get on the waiting list at CXIflightschool.com. www.customerexperiencemanagement.com. Thank you for all you do, and I can't wait to hear about your success as a CX leader. To learn more about our strategic approach to experience, check out free resources at experienceinvestigators.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter, our Year of CX program, and more. And please follow me, Jeannie Walters, on LinkedIn.